But now, in this valley of humiliation, poor Christian was hard put to it, for he had gone but a little way before he espied a foul fiend coming over the field to meet him. His name is Apollyon. Then did Christian begin to be afraid, and to cast in his mind whether to go back or to stand his ground. But he considered again that he had no armor for his back, and therefore thought that to turn the back to him might give him the greater advantage with ease to pierce him with his darts. Therefore he resolved to venture and stand his ground.
For had I no more in mine eye than the saving of my life, it would be the best way to stand.
So he went on, and Apollyon met him. Now the monster was hideous to behold. He was clothed with scales like a fish, and they are his pride. He had wings like a dragon, feet like a bear, and out of his belly came fire and smoke, and his mouth was as the mouth of a lion. When he was come up to Christian, he beheld him with a disdainful countenance, and thus began to question with him.
Whence come you, and whither are you bound?
I am come from the city of destruction, which is the place of all evil, and am going to the city of Zion.
By this I perceive thou art one of my subjects, for all that country is mine, and I am the prince and god of it. How is it then that thou hast run away from thy king? Were it not that I hope thou mayest do me more service, I would strike thee now at one blow to the ground.
I was born, indeed, in your dominions, but your service was hard, and your wages such as a man could not live on, for the wages of sin is death. Therefore, when I was come to years, I did, as other considerate persons do, look out, if perhaps I might mend myself.
There is no prince that will thus lightly lose his subjects. Neither will I as yet lose thee. But since thou complainest of thy service and wages, be content to go back. What our country will afford, I do here promise to give thee.
But I have let myself to another, even to the king of princes, and how can I with fairness go back with thee?
Thou hast done in this according to the proverb. Changed a bad for a worse. But it is ordinary for those that have professed themselves his servants, after a while to give him the slip and return again to me. Do thou so too, and all shall be well.
I have given him my faith and sworn my allegiance to him. How then can I go back from this and not be hanged as a traitor?
Thou didst the same to me, and yet I am willing to pass by all. If now thou wilt yet turn again and go back.
What I promised thee was in my nunnage. And besides, I count the prince under whose banner now I stand is able to absolve me. Yea, and to pardon also what I did as to my compliance with thee. And besides, O thou destroying Apollyon, to speak truth, I like his service, his wages, his servants, his government, his company and country better than thine. Therefore, leave off to persuade me further. I am his servant, and I will follow him.
Consider again, when thou art in cool blood, what thou art like to meet with in the way that thou goest. Thou knowest that for the most part, his servants come to an ill end, because they are transgressors against me and my ways. How many of them have been put to shameful death? And besides, thou countest his service better than mine? Whereas, he never came yet from the place where he is to deliver any that served him out of their hands. But as for me, how many times, as all the world very well knows, have I delivered, either by power, from those that faithfully served me, from him and his, though taken by them. And so, I will deliver thee
His forbearing at present to deliver them is on purpose, to try their love, whether they will cleave to him to the end. And as for the ill end thou sayest they come to, that is most glorious in their account. For present deliverance they do not much expect it, for they stay for their glory. And then they shall have it when their prince comes in his, and the glory of the angels.
Thou hast already been unfaithful in thy service to him. And how dost thou think to receive wages of him?
Wherein, O Apollyon, have I been unfaithful to him?
Thou didst faint at first setting out, when thou wast almost choked in the gulf of despair. Thou didst attempt wrong ways to be rid of thy burden, whereas thou shouldest have stayed till thy prince had taken it off. Thou didst sinfully sleep and lose thy choice thing. Thou wast also almost persuaded to go back at the sight of the lions. And when thou talkest of thy journey, and of what thou hast heard and seen, thou art inwardly desirous of vain glory in all that thou sayest or doest.
All this is true, and much more which thou hast left out. But the prince whom I serve and honor is merciful, and ready to forgive. But besides, these infirmities possessed me in thy country, for there I sucked them in. And I have groaned under them, been sorry for them, and have obtained pardon of my prince.
Even enemy to this prince, I hate his person, his laws, and people. I have come out on purpose to withstand thee.
Apollyon, beware what you do, for I am in the king's highway, the way of holiness. Therefore, take heed to yourself.
Then Apollyon straddled quite over the whole breadth of the way and said,
I am void of fear in this matter. Prepare myself to die. For I swear by my infernal death that thou shalt go no further. Here will I spill thy soul.
And with that, he threw a flaming dart at his breast. But Christian had a shield in his hand, with which he caught it, and so prevented the danger of that. Then did Christian draw, for he saw that it was time to bestir him. Apollyon is fast made out, throwing darts as thick as hail, the which, notwithstanding all that Christian could do to avoid it, Apollyon wounded him in his head, his hand, and foot. This made Christian give a little back. Apollyon, therefore, followed his work amain. Christian again took courage and resisted as manfully as he could. This sore combat lasted for above half a day, even till Christian was almost quite spent. For you must know that Christian, by reason of his wounds, must needs grow weaker and weaker. Then Apollyon, spying his opportunity, began to gather up close to Christian, and wrestling with him, gave him a dreadful fall. With that, Christian's sword flew out of his hand. Then said Apollyon,
I am sure of thee now.
With that, he had almost pressed him to death, so that Christian began to despair of life. But as God would have it, while Apollyon was fetching of his last blow, thereby to make a full end of this good man, Christian nimbly stretched out his hand for his sword and caught it, saying,
Rejoice not against me, O mine enemy. When I fall, I shall arise.
With that, he gave him a deadly thrust, which made him give back as one that had received his mortal wound. Christian, perceiving that, made at him again, saying,
Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us.
That Apollyon spread forth his dragon's wings and sped him away. But Christian, for a season, saw him no more.